hello, fellows. My name's Evan, 1177. Come gather round now, hear my song. I promise I won't keep you too long. Just sort of a short autobiographical saga, and it might educate you or aggravate you or incriminate you, but I won't give you no guarantees. Well, I grew up on the Monterey Bay, and when I got the blues one day, I picked up a blues harp to see if I could hang it to, and everybody's yelling, "Stop that racket!" They plugged their ears, they rolled their eyes, they stuck out their tongues. And I said, well, if I can piss off that many people in this short a time, then music is the thing for me. Then I went to the University of California, Berkeley, so I could get my college degree, but homework didn't agree with me, so I had to do something else instead. I picked up the guitar line on my bed. I learned some power chords. I think I must learn every Nirvana song in like an hour. There must be a joke there somewhere. Now, if you're supposed to be working and you want to kill time, music is the perfect rhyme. If they say, hey, stop procrastinating, you can say, no, man, I'm just creating. I'm writing songs about girlfriends, current events, world history, mostly girlfriends, or lack thereof. But I didn't really write too many songs till a couple of years had come and gone. I took Professor Schultz's class, Ecosystemology. Before you passed, you had to do a creative project. What did I do? What do you expect? I wrote a song. Yes, a brand new original song. I stole the melody from Woody Guthrie, and I stole the words from Edward Abbey, and presto, original song. And I said to myself, well, if writing songs is this easy, then I should be a rock star. Now, if you want to be a rock star, here's the thing. You need somebody to hear you sing. So I went to all the open mics to see if there was one I liked. I sung for the hippies at Lothlorien. I sung for the punks at the Stork Club. I sung for the anarchists at Apgar parties. I called myself Little Boy Blue, and nobody laughed when I told them that. One day I met Ani DeFranco at a rally in San Francisco. I said, I'm a singer too, you know, it's nice to meet you. Can I give you my demo? She shook her head. She said, no, do it yourself, man. I gotta go. DIY or die, that's what they say. But it sure seems hard if you're dying, though. So I figured I could use some help instead of doing it all myself. I went and I tried to find the band. I met some guys, I shook some hands. Civil dysentery needed bass, I practiced bass all over the place. But they picked some other guy instead of me. Well, they be sorry when I'm a big rock star, though. Ha! So then I needed a change of scenery, and I wanted to stick a wrench in the machinery. I packed my bag for old New York. I figured I might find some work singing in the village like in the 60s. But these days there's just cops and yuppies. But I did make a name for myself, though. But it wasn't Little Boy Blue. It was John Doe. And since I got out of jail, I came straight back to California. So then I had to try. try something new, and then I knew just what to do. I called a fiddler named Theo Page. I figured it might be all the rage if we mix some radical political lyrics with some jumping Irish fiddle licks. We recorded the day that Bush was shot in the head and other love songs. Put it out just in time for the election or selection or rejection of democracy, however you want to look at it. So now here I am with this guitar, and I still ain't anywhere close to a rock star. But if I can't be the next Bob Dylan, maybe I could be sort of a musical supervillain, inciting riots in every town, urging folks to bring the government down. Cause in times like these, with friends like these, we don't need no more enemies. But I figure we could use all the radical, musical supervillains we can get!